他的讲目的题目是神恨恶的爱，他的讲到的大纲是在秩序单的内页，请陈卓明牧师。
Happy to be here once again.
好开心又可以同大家嚟到讲道。
It's been a while.
亦都有一段嘅时间啦。
And so I do want to wish all of you a happy New Year.
亦都恭祝各位新年快乐。
And also maybe just update you regarding expansion.
亦都想同大家讲一讲扩堂嘅最新嘅动态。
Pretty much it's the same announcement that was made back in January.
在一月的时候也跟大家汇报过差不多的情况。
That our church is on track to complete the sale of the purchase of 120 Sharman Ave, the South Cove Manor.
我们教会是预期的在这个索麦街120号的楼宇将会是来到做交收。
We think that it will be April or May or June of this year that we will complete the transaction.
可能是四月，可能是五月，可能是六月的时间，我们就会做这个交收的工作。
We've also learned that the Roman Catholic Church is right next door called Holy Trinity may be put on the market very soon.
我们也都收到消息，就是在颐养院旁边的天主教堂圣三一堂，他们也都很快的将会来到去来到拎出来来到售卖。
It's been closed for a number of years, but we understand it may be going on the market maybe in the next month or so.
这间的天主教堂已经丢空了好几年的时间，但我们 有理由相信呢，在未来的几个月里面呢，他们就会拿出来卖。
And obviously as a church, we may be interested in that property.
所以我们作为教会的，我们也都非常有兴趣是向天主教堂来到买这间的教堂。
And so all we ask is that people be praying.
所以希望大家各位会友继续嘅为抗堂嘅事嚟到切切嘅嚟祈祷。
That they'll be praying for God's provision and His guidance for us as a church.
求主嚟到引领我哋，亦都系供应我哋所需嘅款项嚟到做购买嘅事宜。
And if it's put on the market, then we probably have to make a decision very quickly.
当呢间天主教堂拎出嚟发售嘅时候，我哋作为会众嘅，好快就要做出一个决定，买定系唔买。
But we don't want to do anything unless God tells us to do it.
但是我们不会做这个决定之前，我们希望我们寻求神的心意，神的引导，来到是不是要购买这个天主教堂。
So please continue to pray, and we'll update you as soon as we know anything.
所以请大家继续为这件事来祈祷，我们会继续向大家来到去讲述这个最新的动态。
We also ask that you don't talk about the potential purchase of a Holy Trinity, that the Holy Trinity Church will be on the market soon. Don't talk to others outside people about it.
请亦都各位会众在教会以外，不要将话这件事就是天主教堂会将会出来售卖这件的消息来到去在这个教会以外来到传播。我们希望这个消息是留在这个教会的里面。
This morning, my sermon is entitled The Love That God Hates.
今天的讲道的题目就是神恨恶的一种的爱。
Now, I think many of you, if you've been a Christian a while, you know that love is an important word in the Christian life.
作为一个基督徒，我们这个信仰，爱这个字是很重要。
The greatest commandment tells us to love God with all our heart and mind and soul.
因为最大的诫命就是爱人爱神。
We are told to love one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. We are told to love our neighbor as ourselves. But in verse 15 of the passage that was just read, it says, Do not love the world or the things of the world.
But in verse 15 of the passage that was just read, it says, Do not love the world or the things of the world.亦都唔好爱世上嘅事。
And maybe as you read this, you might be a little confused.
所以大家听到呢句说话嘅时候，可能有啲嘅误解啦。
I thought God loved the world.
我以为神爱世界啊嘛。
Why does He tell us don't love the world?
但系呢度又叫我哋唔好爱呢个世界。
Well, first we want to make sure we understand what the word world means.
咁我哋要睇清楚、搞清楚，神每次讲话世界呢样嘢系讲紧啲乜嘢。
We want to understand what does it mean to love the world, so we don't do it.
我哋要知道咩叫做爱世界啦，咁叫所以神就叫我哋唔好爱呢个世界。
And we want to understand why is it wrong to love the world？
亦都要知道点解爱世界系一件错嘅事。
Because that will give us motivation not to love the world。
所以令到我哋有动机就系话唔好爱呢个世界。
And in the end, I want to give you some practical suggestions about how to put this into practice。
跟住喺讲到嘅时候，我亦都会讲到喺应用方面，我哋点样喺日常生活地去应用到呢个道理。
So in verse 15 it says, "Do not love the world."
喺约翰福音第一章啊，约翰一书第二章第十五节咁讲话，不要爱世界。
And the Greek word there is means order or arrangement.
呢个喺希腊嘅原文有讲嘅话，一个嘅次序，一个嘅安排。
And the same word in the Greek is used three different ways, at least in the Bible.
在希腊的原文里面，有在圣经不同的多处，有三处的地方有用到这个世界这个字的。
Sometimes the word world means the physical earth.
有人时讲到世界就是说这个地球，这个现实的，就是物质的世界。
John, at the end of the Gospel of John, wrote this.
在这个约翰福音里面有讲到
verse 25, now there are also many other things that Jesus did, were every one of them to be written, I suppose the world itself could not contain the books that would be written.
在约翰福音第21章第25节这么讲过，耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
So,clearly, there, John is using the word world to talk about the earth, the physical earth.
这里讲到的，约翰说到说这个世界都容不下的，就是说这个地球，这个意思。
We know that it is God who created this physical earth.
我们知道神是创造了这个世界。
And at the end, he said it is very good.
咁咧，神就话呢个世界系美好。
So I do not think that in back in the passage we read when he says do not love the world, he's not referring to the physical earth.
所以当头先我哋话不要爱世界，唔系只话呢个地球或者系呢个所创造出嚟嘅呢个世界。
If God created the world, we are to be good stewards of the world.
因为神创造呢个世界，我哋就成为咗呢个世界嘅管家。
We need to be concerned for our environment.
我哋呢个嘅周围，我哋嘅环境，我哋需要嚟到去保护。
However, we are not to love the creation above the creator.
但是我们爱这个的环境，爱这个地球，不应该是多过爱神。
So I do not think that, John in that passage is saying do not love the physical earth.
所以刚才那段的经文说，不要爱世界，这个世界不是指这个地球，不是指这个生态的环境。
Now the second way the word world is used in the Bible is to refer to the people of the earth, the human race.
亦都有喺圣经里边讲到世界，系讲到世上嘅人类。
This is how it's used in John 3:16.
呢个就系约翰福音第三章十六节所讲噶啦。
That God, for God so loved the world, he gave his only Son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So when he says that God so loved the world, he's not talking about the physical earth.
当呢度话到神爱呢个世界嘅时候，佢唔系讲紧话呢个爱呢个地球。
He's talking about the people that live on this earth。
喺中文圣经里边翻得好，就系话神爱世上边嘅人类。
He loves people。
佢爱佢所创造嘅人类。
Even though they are sinful。
虽然呢班人系有罪嘅人。
He still loved them。
佢仍然爱人。
Because and that's why he sent Christ to die.For their sins.
所以他才将他的独生子耶稣基督差派来到世上。
But there's a third way that the word world is used in the Bible.
有第三个方面呢，圣经讲到世界这个字的。
And that's how the word is used in this passage.
所以就是讲到今次这个经文讲到世界那个意思是什么？
It is a system of evil that is in opposition to God.
就是在世上有一个邪恶的力量来到去抵抗神。
It includes values, priorities, and goals.
这个关乎于你个人的价值观，人那个的先决的条件，还有他的生命的价值。
And the one thing about it is that it is in opposition to God.
呢啲咁嘅价值观都系敌挡神嘅。
Jesus referred to this in John chapter 15, verse 18.
呢个就系耶稣基督
15:18.
Yes, 约翰福音第十五章十八节嗰度讲到嘅。
Says if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you.
呢度有讲到话世人若恨你们，呢个讲嘅世人亦都系世界嘅意思。世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先已经恨我了。
The Bible also tells us that it is Satan that is in control of this world or system.
在圣经里面也都讲到在这个世界上有那空中掌权的魔鬼来控制这个世界。
Again, in John chapter 12, verse 31, Satan is described as the ruler of this world.
在约翰福音第十二章那里有讲到这个魔鬼就是掌权的，在世界上掌权的。
So the world is a moral and spiritual system that is designed to oppose God and draw people away from God.
所以我哋讲到世界嘅意思就系一套嘅理论，一套嘅喺世界上边嘅学说嚟到去要敌挡神嘅，你嘅价值观，你做人嗰个目标。
So what's wrong with loving the world?
所以如果你话爱世界系有咩唔妥咧
？Well, first we need to understand what does it mean to love the world.
咁所以我哋睇一睇爱世界系点样爱啦。
Because we're commanded here not to love the world.
因为呢度耶稣基督叫我哋唔好爱呢个世界。
It is an imperative. It is a command to us.
呢个系对我哋一个嘅命令，叫我哋唔好爱呢个世界。
Do not love the world or the things in the world.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Well, when we love something, we have an affection for something.
当我哋爱一样嘢嘅时候，我哋嘅心就去咗嗰度啦。
It's something that we take pleasure in.
就好似话我哋喺度享受紧嗰样嘢啦。
It is something that we set our hearts upon.
就系我哋嘅心成日都喺度谂住佢嘅。
It's where we get our comfort and hope and security.
亦都令到我哋好舒服嘅，亦都令到我哋好有安全感嘅一样嘢。
And I think for many of us who are immigrants, Chinese immigrants, or children of immigrants, it is financial security for many of us.
作为我哋好多系华裔嘅移民嘅话咧，金钱上边俾到我哋嘅系一个好大嘅安全感。
That for many of us, it is money or financial security that becomes sort of our God and our love.
所以去搵钱同埋有钱呢样嘢系成为咗我哋爱世界。
Now again, it's not because money itself is wrong.
我哋冇话到钱自己本身系错啊。
But it's our attitude toward it.
就系我哋对钱嗰个态度系有可能系错嘅。
And if this love for money takes us away from our love for God, then it is wrong.
如果我哋爱金钱嗰个嘅地步多过我哋爱神嘅话咧，呢个就系错啦。
So in some sense, loving the world is doing anything in our lives that will cause us to lose our love for God.
就所以话到你，如果你爱世界系咩咧？就系你爱一样嘢多过你爱神，亦都系会令到你失去咗对神嗰种嘅爱咧。呢样嘢就系叫做爱世界啦。
Now verse 16 goes on to give us three marks of loving the world.
在今天的经文第十六节有讲到有三样东西是什么叫做爱世界。
These are three characteristics that give us a picture of what loving the world is like.
这三样东西会描述到什么爱世界的时候你是什么的光景。
And please note that it's talking not about the external or our environment.
这里不是讲你的周围的环境。
But it's talking about something that's internal, something that's in our hearts. It's not talking about a particular action, but talking more about our attitude. See, some people would say, oh, loving the world means that we do things like smoke.
OK, 所以我哋就话到爱世界就好似话你去食烟咁样，即系话爱世界。
Or we wear a certain kind of fashion.
咁如果你穿到好时尚嘅，咁你就系爱世界啦。
And we call those people very worldly.
咁我哋就话呢啲好俗世嘅人啦。
But here, John describes it as an attitude, something that's internal.
所以呢度啊，约翰话到嘅咧，就唔系话你嗰啲咩行动，亦都唔系话你周围嘅环境，系你自己里边嗰种咁嘅心态。
He doesn't give us a list of do's and don'ts。
佢亦都唔喺度讲到话有啲乜嘢基督徒可以做，有啲咩基督徒唔可以做。
He says loving the world is characterized by these traits。
咁咧就佢就话到爱世界咧就有以下三种嘅特征。
One, it is the desires of the flesh.
第一种的特征就是肉体的情欲。
Now, the body has certain natural desires or appetites.
我们的每一个人的身体都有不同的需要，有一些基本的需要。
And there's nothing wrong with satisfying those desires.
所以这些需要我们去满足的时候不是错的事。
But if we are tempted to satisfy those desires in the wrong way, then it becomes sin.
但是我们如果将我们说要满足我们这些需要多到过了一个的界线的话，这个就是 不妥当的了。
It's becoming like loving the world.
这个就是变成了爱世界了。
For instance, our body needs food.
就好似我哋都需要食嘢嘅开饭。
We need energy. We get hungry.
我哋会肚饿噶，我哋需要有食物。
But the Bible says if we are just gluttons, that we are just feeding ourselves, we're just food, then this is wrong.
圣经就话到，如果你暴饮暴食或者用荒宴呢个字嚟讲咧，呢个就系错啦。
We need certainly drink.
我哋需要饮噶。
But the Bible says if we get drunk, it is wrong.
现在讲的是饮酒，如果你饮酒饮到一个地步，你饮到醉醺醺的，圣经这个就是你的错了。
Our bodies need recreation. We need to relax.
那我们需要有娱乐的。
We can't work constantly.
我们不可以24小时这样工作。
We need some rest and recreation.
我们需要有休息，我们需要有娱乐。
But if we try to rest, if we have recreation through taking illegal drugs, then it is wrong.
但是当你娱乐到一个地步，你说我去吸毒了，这样就是错的了。
God created us with certain sexual desires.
神也给我们有性的需要。
But if we try to fulfill those desires outside of marriage between a man and a woman, then it is wrong.
但是如果你在婚姻之外来到寻找性的需要，这个就是错了。
God knows that we need a place to live, a shelter.
神亦都知道我哋需要有瓦遮头。
But if we buy a home that we can't afford, then it is wrong.
如果你买一间大屋大到你根本冇办法去支付嘅话咧，呢个就系错啦。
And so the desires of the flesh talk about, in some sense, natural desires that we try to fulfill in a sinful way.
这个就是讲到肉体的情欲，就是说我们肉体上面的需要，如果当我们要满足到一个地步是犯了罪的时候，这个就是爱世界的表现。
Another characteristic of loving the world is the desires of our eyes.
第二个特征，爱世界的特征就是眼目的情欲。
And we live in a very visual society now.
在这个社会上面，我们在视觉上面很多的冲击。
We have high definition TV now, don't we?
我们的电视也都有高清版啊。
We have computers with a high definition screen.
我们的电脑的画面也都很高清啊。
We have slick magazines.
我们的那些杂志都很五花八门啊。
We have 3D TV and 3D movies.
甚至有立体的电影和立体的电视。
And so,all these could also, there's nothing wrong with those things necessarily.
但是刚才讲的所有的东西都不是说错的。
But Satan can utilize it to tempt us in these areas.
但是撒旦魔鬼就会利用这些视觉的影像来到去迷惑我们。
If people wonder, why is the combat zone kind of disappearing?
大家有没有察觉到我们唐人街那个的红灯区不见了？
And some people think it's because they're building all these new apartments and things like that.
有人就话，因为市政府咧又要起嗰啲高楼大厦啦，就将啲红灯区拆咗啦，系咪
？But now we recognize that it's because people can buy pornography on the, see it on the computer and have, watch it on DVDs.
原来嗰单嗰啲嘅色情事业咧，就唔再喺红灯区嗰度有出现啦，就喺网上边喺安座家中都可以有呢啲色情嘅电影睇。
And so people will be attracted to these things through TV screens.
所以咧，就而家嘅色情事业咧，就变成咗喺安座家中啦。
And it doesn't necessarily have to be sexual.
亦都有阵时候唔系话一定系色情嘅。
The desires of the eyes can also include things like advertising.
呢个眼目嘅情欲咧，可能系一啲嘅广告。
When they show that you need to buy this certain product.
一啲广告话你哋普罗大众需要买呢啲咁嘅产品啦。
And they always show people that are very beautiful and exciting.
通常咧都系一啲好靓嘅人啦，喺个电影嘅画就系电视嘅画像上面话你，请你用呢个产品啦。
Because they want you to buy their product.
因为佢想你哋作为消费者嘅嚟到去买佢哋嘅产品。
And so Satan uses that sometimes to cause us to be covet certain things in the world.
所以撒旦魔鬼有时就用咗我哋一种咁嘅贪念，又话我哋想要嗰啲嘅嘢。
Some people are obsessed with getting the best, beautiful, most beautiful home.
有人就会觉得我一定要买到最靓嗰间屋。
Or maybe the new car.
或者系嗰架嘅车。
Or have the latest fashions.
或者系嗰啲嘅名贵嘅衣服。
And so Satan is appealing to our eyes.
所以撒旦魔鬼会利用呢个嘅视觉嘅影像嚟到去迷惑我哋。
But loving the world can also include pride in possessions.
爱世界亦都可能最后一个嘅特征就系今生嘅骄傲。
One English translation says boasting in what he has and does.
这个在其中一个的翻译话在这里很张扬地告诉别人我有的东西和我所做的东西。
That people take security and pride in what they own.
这个就是人对于他自己拥有的东西他们就觉得非常有安全感。
They're not thanking God for all these things.
他们没有去感谢神来到去给到他们这些东西。
In some sense, patting themselves on the back.
就好似话同自己讲话，嗱，你几好嘢啊，你自己赚翻嚟嘅呢啲嘢。
Now, some of you may think that, oh, this is talking about young people.
哦，呢个咧可能话，哦，梗系啲年轻人先至会系咁嘅啊。
They're the ones that are affected by the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes.
哎呀，啲年轻人，佢哋有肉体嘅情欲，有眼目嘅情欲咯。
And I recognize that some of us are getting older and we can't even see certain things, so we can't be tempted.
我哋年纪大啦，眼又蒙啦，系咪都睇唔到啦。
But someone has written that maybe this third category, pride in possessions, is perhaps the weakness of older people.
就系对于长者嚟讲，呢个今生嘅骄傲啦，可能就系撒旦魔鬼利用咗呢样嘢嚟到去迷惑你噶。
Because we have a lot more things in our that we own.
因为你嘅手上已经拥有咗好多嘢啦。
We're not a poor student any longer.
我哋亦都唔系当年嘅一个好年轻嘅穷学生。
We're not a poor immigrant that just came into this country.
亦都唔系当年我哋好穷嘅移民咁样嚟到呢度嚟到闯天下啦。
We own all these things because we're older.
我哋嚟到美国之后，我哋双手赚到好多嘅嘢嚟到去拥有好多嘅嘢。
And so that's why it includes here this pride in possessions.
所以今生嘅骄傲系可能对嘅我哋自己讲。
Loving the world may include this pride in possessions.
所以爱世界亦都包括咗你嘅骄傲。
So that gives us a sort of a picture of what loving the world is like.
头先所讲嘅就系话爱世界系呢啲咁嘅情况。
But what's wrong with loving the world?
但是爱世界咁有啲咩问题呢
?I mean, the world is very attractive.
呢个世界五花八门好吸引。
It has a lot to offer.
呢个世界亦都俾到我哋好多嘅嘢。
It gives us a lot of satisfaction.
亦都满足到我哋好多嘅嘢。
So what's wrong with it?
咁有啲咩唔妥
?Well, here are some things that, tell us why it's wrong.
呢度圣经里面有讲到话乜点解爱世界又系唔啱。
Verse 15, second part, it says, if anyone loves the world, The love of the Father is not in him.
呢度经文再讲落去就话，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
He's saying if we love the world, it is incompatible with our love for God.
呢度讲到，如果你爱世界，你爱父嘅心就唔喺度啦。
Jesus put it this way in Matthew 6:24.
耶稣基督在马太福音第六章有这么讲，
says no one can serve two masters, for either you will hate the one and love the other, or will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是护这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
And then James in James chapter 4 verse 4,
在雅各书第四章第四节咁讲，
James writes, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？
See, a lot of us Christians, we want to have a little bit of both.
我们作为基督徒，我们很多时候都想要晒两边。
We say, oh yes, of course we love God.
我们说我们很爱神啊。
But we love the world too.
但是我都很爱世界。
The world has so much to offer.
因为这个世界给到我们很多的东
西。It's so satisfying.
可以满足到我们很多的东西。
And so we try to do both.
所以我们两边都爱。
But John tells us here, you can't.
但是约翰这个话给我们听，你不可以两边都爱。
If anyone loves the world,the love of the Father is not in him.
这个讲得很清楚，就是你如果爱世界，爱父的心就不在你里面。
Love for God and love for the world are mutually exclusive.
爱世界和爱神不能并存。
Now, I've been married to my wife, Nancy, for over 35 years now.
我和我太太结婚有超过35年了。
And I love my wife.
我很爱我太太。
But what if I came back home and said this to her?
或者有一天我回到去跟太太这么说。
I say, dear, I really love you.
太太啊，我好爱你。
But I'd like to have a second wife.
我也都想要另外一个太太。
Because I love this other woman.
因为我爱上了另外一个女人。
And I will love you both.
但是我两个，你们两个，我们都好爱啊。
And we'll just have a wonderful time.
那么我们就会很开心了，是不是啊？
Is that okay?
是不是啊？可不可以啊？这样太太。
My wife will just kick me out the door.
我太太一定即一脚钉我出去啦。
Because she said, "No, you either love me or you love that other woman."
因为我太太一定咁讲，你一系就爱我，一系就爱嗰个女人。
I will not tolerate your loving this other woman.
你唔可以一个人话爱晒两个女人。
And I think the same thing for God.
呢个同神嘅道理一样。
A lot of us again, Christians think that we can just love both.
基督徒就话啦，我又要爱世界，又要爱神。
But God is saying, no, you've got to choose.
神就说不行，你只能选一样。
You're going to either love me or you're going to love the world.
神就对你这样说，你一是就爱我，一是就爱世界。
This is what this passage teaches us.
这个就是今天的经文所说的。
We saw in verse 16, secondly, that we should not love the world because it causes us to sin.
这个就是因为我们不能够爱世界，因为这个世界会令到我们去犯罪。
Someone had written that the influence of the world is that it makes sin attractive.
这个有人这么讲过，说世界很恐怖的东西就是令到那个犯罪那样东西令到他不觉得是罪。
And it makes doing the right thing look silly.
就说要你要行正路的时候呢，就觉得你很愚蠢。
And so, if we love the world, we begin to disobey God.
我们开始爱世界的时候，我们就会开始叛逆神。
Remember back in the Garden of Eden.
记不记得在伊甸园里面的事啊？
In Genesis chapter 3.
在创世纪第三章。
God says, you can eat of any tree, the fruit of any tree in the garden except this one tree.
神对亚当夏娃讲话，你这么多样东西你都可以吃，什么树上面果都可以吃，但是这一棵树你不可以吃。
But then,Satan comes, the serpent comes.
但是那条蛇就来了。
And he begins to entice, Eve.
就开始跟夏娃去引诱她了。
It makes her question God's, goodness.
那条蛇就叫夏娃去开始, 质问,质疑呢,神那个的命令。
And he begins to help her to see, makes her see that sin is very attractive.
呢条蛇就令夏娃睇得到犯罪其实都好美丽嘅。
And the Bible says that Eve saw that the tree was good for food.
所以夏娃见啊，望下望下棵树，树上面嘅果子有几好睇。
And so, no, desire of the flesh.
佢呢个系佢
not the desire of the eyes.
啊，呢个系佢肉体嘅情欲。
So he said that this tree, the fruit was good for food.
呢啲树上面嘅果子咧，系对你嘅身体好啊。
And then he said, "It is pleasant to the eyes."
亦都喺眼目上面有情欲咯。佢话呢个果子有几漂亮啦。
And then this corresponds to the desires of the eyes.
呢个就系讲到个眼目嘅情欲啦。
And then it is a tree to be desired to make one wise.
呢个就话你食咗之后咧，你就会好聪明。
That is, this appeals to our pride of life or pride of possession.
这个就是今生的骄傲了。
And so, Satan utilizes these three ways to tempt Eve.
所以就是撒旦看到引诱夏娃的时候，他就用了肉体的情欲，又用了眼目的情欲，也都用了今生的骄傲。
And God does the same thing today.
神在现今的世代、
Satan does the same thing today, sorry.
撒旦在现今的世代仍然是用这三样东西来到迷惑人心。
They tempt us in these three areas.
就是这三样东西来到迷惑人心。
And the third reason why loving the world is wrong is that the world is temporary.
第三样讲到话点解呢个爱世界唔啱呢，就係因为呢个世界上面嘅嘢呢都会过去。
Verse 17 says, "The world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever."
第十七节咁讲话，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Now the world offers rewards.
这个世界是给到你满足，或者是有
it offers pleasure.
是啦，有给到你有满足的。
It gives us a certain amount of satisfaction.
也都你可以感觉到，你感受得很好的。
But these rewards are temporary.
但是世界上面能够给到你的呢，就是暂时的。
That's what this verse is telling us.
这个就是这么说了。
However, if we do God's will, we love God, then our rewards are eternal.
但如果你肯遵行神的旨意的时候呢，这件事就是永远长存。
But too many times we are attracted because the world seems to be so inviting.
但是很多时候我们见到世界的时候，世界就不断地去吸引着我们。
Now, I have a pretty old car right now.
我现在揸着一架老爷车。
But when I bought it, at least relatively new, it was very shiny.
咁我买嘅时候咧，都系买二手车啦。但系嗰阵时候咧，都好新。
I mean, even when I opened the hood and looked at the motor, it was gleaming.
我打开个车头盖睇一睇个引擎嘅时候咧，哇，好干净喎！
And when I drive it, it was very smooth.
咁我揸呢架啱啱买翻嚟嘅车嘅时候咧，就好啦。
And even the inside of the car smelled good.
咁我坐喺里边仲有种新车咁种嘅嗰种味道。
But now if you look at my car, you can see it's very old.
而家睇下我派喺后边停车场嗰架我嘅老爷车。
It's not shiny anymore.
都破破烂烂咁样，都唔再光鲜啦。
If you lift up the hood, you see it's all dirty and grimy.
你打开嘅车头盖里边全部都系好污糟啊。
If you look in the side of the car, you see it's rusting.
啊，开始咧侧边有生。
That's sort of like the world.
这个就是世界啦。
See, at some point, it looks very, very attractive.
开头的时候很光鲜，很吸引。
It's really, really good.
哇，好好啊。
But John is telling us it's temporary.
但约翰就告诉我，这些是都会过去的。
It'll fade.
这些都会过去的。
It'll deteriorate.
这些慢慢都会来到去过去。
And so,we need to not to invest in something that is temporary, but something that is eternal.
所以我哋要注目嘅唔好喺一啲过会过去嘅事情上面，我哋注目喺永远长存嘅事上面。
So let me conclude with some practical application.
咁等我哋应用一下头先所听嘅道理。
We are told, do not love the world.
耶稣基督命令我们不要爱世界。
So what should we do?
咁我哋应该点做呢？
Well, some people read that and they say, I need to isolate myself from the world.
有人听完之后就话，好啦，咁我就离开呢个世界去深山隐居啦。
Some people become monks and live isolated from the world.
所以咧就成为咗嗰啲修士咧，就去到深山嚟到隐居。
Some people form their own community like the Amish and keep away from the rest of the world.
又或者有一堆嘅叫做 Amish 嗰啲人咧，喺美国吓就话我哋自己一个社区不受呢个世界嘅影响。
And they will say, see, I am not loving the world because I'm isolating myself from the world.
所以佢哋就会话啦，我系唔属于呢个世界嘅，因为我哋自己呢个圈里边就系不属世界。
But I do not believe this is what God has in mind.
但系我唔相信呢个系神嘅心意，我哋咁做。
You could read Jesus' prayer.In John chapter 17.
在約翰福音第十七章那裡有講到耶穌基督的祈禱。
And he prayed in verse 15 through 18, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As they sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world.
耶稣基督对着班门徒咁讲话，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
Again, some people, when they read that command, do not love the world, think that it means to isolate ourselves, build a wall, around the world.
所以我哋唔好似嗰啲人听到话你不属于世界，不要爱世界，又于是乎就去咗深山隐居啦。
But Jesus in his prayer said, if I wanted to do that, I would just take them out of the world.
如果就耶稣基督话，如果我要呢班门徒离开呢个世界咧，我就一早将佢拎走啦。
Instead, he sends us into the world, just as the Father sent the Son into the world.
但是反过来，耶稣基督就是要他的门徒差派他的属神的子民去到世界那里。
Instead of being isolated from the people, we need to penetrate into the people's
lives. 我们不是要跟这个世界来到隔离，我们反而就是去到这个被差到这个世界的上面。
However, Jesus also says we are not to become part of the world.
但耶稣基督话就小心嘅就话呢一班佢嘅门徒系唔要成为咗属世界嘅一样。
We are to live lives that are distinct from the world.
因为呢度话他们不属世界，亦都话要使他们成圣。
And so not isolation, but penetration.
唔系要我哋从呢个世界隔离，反而嘅就系被差到呢个世界上边。
But a second passage that helps us in applying this is Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
另外一节经文能够帮到我哋嘅，关于我哋被差到呢个世上嘅，就系罗马书第十二章。
It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind."
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So, Paul in this passage says, don't be conformed to this world.
保罗在这里劝勉我们说，不要被这个世界来到效法了，或者是我们不要效法这个世界。
A paraphrase of this verse says, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold.
就好像就是说，不要被这个世界那个帽来到压到你变成世界的一样。
And so, with the influences of the world through the media, it is slowly shaping us and molding us to be like the world.
或者大家睇到大众嘅媒体呢个世界上面嘅好多嘅对事物嘅观点，都俾呢个大众媒体压到我哋好似同世界一样咁样嚟个谂法。
Again, a lot of people think that this these commands are just for young people.
这个就都有人话到头先所讲嘅一切嘅命令都系俾啲后生嘅。
But the world is affecting those of us who are older as well.
其实呢个世界都影响紧我哋呢班年长嘅。
I know that young people are impressionable.
我哋知道后生嘅好容易就学到呢个世界。
They are much tuned into the media.
佢哋咧就对呢个大众媒体啊，好多接触。
Many of them are wearing headphones all the time, listening to certain kind of music.
好多后生仔就成日咧就塞住个耳筒嚟到去听呢个流行音乐。
Or they're watching things on their cell phone or on the computer.
或者成日咧就对住个手机或者系对住个电脑嚟到去睇网上嘅嘢。
And certainly it's a danger for young people.
嗱呢个咧系对我哋年轻人咧好危险嘅一样嘢。
But the world is also shaping older people as well.
但是这个世界上，这个世界仍然都是在影响我们年长的一辈。
I remember recently having a conversation with an older Christian woman.
我还记得最近呢，我也跟一些上了年纪的姊妹来到聊天。
This woman has been a Christian for many, many years.
这位老姊妹呢已经是做了基督徒很多年了。
And this this woman was telling me about a relative that they had.
咁呢就呢位老姊妹呢就开始同我讲佢其中一个亲戚嘅事啦。
He said that this person was getting a divorce.
咁呢呢个亲戚呢就要离婚。
And so her comment was, well, if they're not happy, it's good that they get divorced.
咁呢个老姊妹呢就话我呢个亲戚呢对夫妇佢哋唔开心咪离婚咪算囉，好开心啲啦咁样。
It's a good solution to a bad problem.
咁所以呢呢个离婚系一个好好嘅方法嚟嘅。
But is that what Jesus taught?
呢个系咪耶稣基督嘅教导啊？
If you were to read in Matthew 19, Jesus said,Marriage is a lifetime commitment.
如果你睇到耶稣基督喺马太福音第十九章咧，有讲到话婚姻咧系一世嘅喎。
And that except for adultery, people should not have divorce.
如果唔系为咗淫乱嘅缘故咧，你唔可以休你个妻子嘅喎。
And the people that heard him said, "Wow, maybe I shouldn't even get married if marriage is such a lifetime commitment."
所以咧，门徒咧就听到话，哇，原来结婚系一世啊！咁有人咧就话，不如咧我唔娶好过啦。
But slowly, our world is shaping our view of marriage.
咁慢慢咧，呢个世界咧，连对我哋基督徒嘅对婚姻嘅观念咧，都慢慢改变啦。
And we don't even have to talk about.You know, homosexual marriage.
我哋亦都唔敢讲话同性恋嗰啲婚姻啦。
Even if something as how long a commitment marriage is now being in question.
就系话呢个同性恋嘅婚姻可以维持多久啦？
I even saw on TV a new kind of marriage that they're proposing.
喺电视咧，而家最近讲到一种嘅最新类型嘅婚姻。
This was on the news.
呢个系新闻报告咁讲嘅。
He said they're thinking about having marriage with a certain time contract.
咁咧呢一种新类型嘅婚姻咧，就系话有时间限制嘅，或者系十年或者五年嘅婚姻。
Something like a rental agreement.
就好似租用妻子、租用丈夫咁样。
And so you could be married for 10 years.
你咧就可以结婚十年啦。
And then after the 10 years are up, you're free.
咁咧十年个合约期满咧。呢对夫妇就唔需要再继续结婚嘅喎。
And if you want to renew it, you can. But if you want to give up on that marriage, then you're free to go.
咁咧，十年嘅婚约期满嘅时候咧，双方咧有咁嘅自由啦。如果你想续约嘅话咧，你可以继续续约；如果你唔想续约嘅话咧，你对夫妇就可以和平分手。
And so our world is slowly influencing our values.
你见唔见到世界慢慢嚟到去迷惑到我哋一对对事物嘅观点？
And we begin to follow what the world does.
我哋慢慢就跟住呢个世界走啦。
But in Romans 12 verse 2 it says, "Don't be conformed to this world."
但系呢个罗马书第十二章第二节话，不要效法呢个世界。
Now, I'm not proposing that we isolate ourselves from the world.
我完全唔系叫大家走去深山隐居嚟到去同呢个世界隔绝。
But we need to protect ourselves sometimes.
我哋需要保护自己。
Now, I don't know, many of you may have recognized that there are a lot of pollution in the world.
你大家如果知道在世界上面环境污染的问题很严重了。
There's harmful substances in some of our food and water.
在我们的食物，可能我们的饮水的里面呢，也都有污染的物质。
In our home, we have a water filter that filters out the impurities.
在我的家里面呢，也都有一个滤水器呢，就过滤晒我们饮用的食水。
Many times we're buying organic foods now.
咁咧就我去到超级市场咧，就系要专门买嗰啲有机嘅食物。
Because we're afraid of what some of those pollution will do to our health.
因为我哋好害怕周围嘅环境污染咧，对食物嘅影响，亦都自己会食咗啲污染物落去。
But there's also spiritual contamination, spiritual pollution.
但系大家知唔知道有一种叫做属灵嘅污染啊？
It affects our spiritual health.
这种属灵的污染会影响到我们属灵的生命。
And so sometimes we need to filter out those things.
所以我们需要有一个的过滤，来到将这些属灵的污染来到隔去。
Some of us need to say, okay, there's certain movies I will not watch.
所以可能在座的我们可能要说有一些电影我们不去看。
Certain magazines I will not read.
有一些杂志我不去看。
Because it is polluting my mind.
因为这些是对我有属灵的污染。
And so it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
所以这里说不要效法这个世界，需要更心意更新而变化。
So not only are we to filter out the bad influences of the world, we need to fill ourselves with things that help us to be like Jesus Christ.
不单止我们要将这些属灵的污染隔去，而是我们的心里面要存一些可以爱神的，令到 教我们爱神的一些东西。
That's why we encourage you to read God's Word.
所以我建议大家多多来到勤读圣经。
And we spend hours watching entertainment on TV.
我们在电视里面的娱乐可以很多个钟头。
How much time do we spend reading God's Word?
但是我们看圣经又花了多少时间呢?
How much time do we spend in prayer?
我们在祈祷上面又花了多少时间呢?
How much time do we spend in fellowship with other Christians and going to Sunday school?
我们在信徒相交又花了多少时间呢? 我们肯上主日学我们又花了多少时间呢?
And so I am concerned for our church.
我对教会有咁嘅担心。
Not just the young people，
唔系净系我哋嗰班年青人被世界影响。
You older people，
甚至系我哋年长嘅信徒都被世界影响。
Because we're slowly being enticed to love the world，
因为呢个世界慢慢嚟到迷惑住我哋。
And John says to us， we can't love。The world and love God at the same time.
所以记住约翰这里说我们不可以同一时间爱世界又爱神。
And so I hope that this message will alert you of the danger.
所以今天我想同大家有一个警惕，就是小心这个世界对你的影响。
And you will take steps to protect yourself.
同埋你要有作出行动来到保护你的心。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我们也要祈祷。
Father, we recognize that this letter in 1 John was written for the first century church.
天父，我们知道约翰一书写的时候是给初期的信徒。
And they did not have to worry about internet or movies or things like that.
他们当时候是不需要去担心这个电影啊，或者是这个网络对我们的影响。
But now we live in the 21st century.
但是我们现在在21世纪生活的里面。
And Satan is using the same kinds of tactics.
撒旦魔鬼用他同一个的手段来到迷惑人心。
So help us, Lord, to obey your command.
主啊，求你叫我们遵行你的旨意。
Help us not to love the world.
叫我们不要爱这个世界。
But to love you.
但是要爱你。
Help us to see the dangers that lurk around us each and every day.
就是看到叫我们有属灵的眼睛，你要看得到每一日给我们的引诱，给我们的挑战。
Seeking to squeeze us into its mold.
这个世界每一日都要好像个帽子一样来到去逼 到我哋好像呢个世界。
But help us, Lord, to take steps to transform our thinking.
亦都俾我哋有实际嘅行动嚟到去叫我哋保护我哋嘅心，我哋嘅思想。
So that we will live not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, but instead live forever in fulfilling your will.
而叫我哋嘅生活唔系话系满足我哋肉体嘅私欲，而系要喺有永恒嘅价值嘅事上边。
In Jesus name we pray。
呢个系奉基督嘅名求。
Amen。
阿门。以下系唱回应诗第485首，这世界非我家。第485首，请起立。这世界非我家，听流于下来，我即在步在天，试下仰望我主天。